couple of years ago, I took a trip over to a conference that was going on for the British Constitution Group, or the BCG. And I got an opportunity to speak to Justin Walker. And he told me a lot about the British Constitution Group, but he also told me exactly what we should be doing with our financial system. Take a listen.
I'm here at the Moat House in Stoke-on-Trent with Justin Walker. Justin, what's your involvement in the BCG?
Well, I'm one of their researchers. I've been involved in trying to expose the hidden machinations of the global elite who basically pull the strings of our elected representatives. My late uncle went to the very first Bilderberg conference. He was also director of the Bank of England. And that really, I suppose, started my interest, that there are these very powerful people above our elected representatives who are basically setting out their agendas, and these useful idiots, which we elect, carry out on their behalf. And basically, their agendas don't have all our best interests at heart.
So this really isn't a conspiracy?
No. I mean, that's a derogatory term that people like to throw at people like us. We are conspiracy theorists. The fact is the Bilderbergers exist, the Trilateral Commission exists, the Council on Foreign Relations, the Council of 300, the Pilgrim Society, all these organisations exist where very powerful people meet in secret. You're not allowed to know what was said or what happens. You've got politicians, our own MPs, some of them go. And when you challenge them, they say they're entitled to a private life and therefore they're allowed to go. You then re-challenge them and say, no, hang on a moment, you are there in a political capacity, so are you entitled to a private political life? And as soon as you ask that question, they can't answer, and they don't answer. They dry up on you. The truth is, our elected representatives have got to be transparent at all times and accountable at all times, and if they involve themselves with powerful people who are in a position to set agendas for the world, they must report back and tell us exactly what is going on. They don't, so therefore, that's a conspiracy.
So what can we do about that? How can we combat this?
Well, there's many ways, but most importantly is waking other people up. There's so many good websites now, and once you've gone down the headlines of what's happening on that particular day from information taken from all over the world, you see those patterns forming. You see how the very powerful bankers are plunging nations into debt. You've seen what's happening in Greece, what's happening in Spain. And as I said today when I gave my speech, there is a way to stop all that, and it's quite simple, for treasuries to issue their own paper money, debt-free and interest-free, based on the wealth of the nation, and you don't even have to go anywhere near private banks who, when you borrow money from them, they create money out of thin air. They then charge interest on that thin air. That's your national deficit. That's your national debt. The whole thing is unlawful under common law, and we just need now to educate ourselves, write to the MPs, and it won't be long now before we'll be arresting MPs, because they've all been told, and if they refuse to do anything, then they become complicit with treason, and it won't be long before we'll be not taking the law into our hands, we'll be instructing the police to carry out the law. It's not a case of us taking the law into our hands, it's a case of our own police and common law being executed properly.
I have no more questions, you've answered them all.
Thank you. Excellent, thank you very much. And I'm not standing for Parliament.